says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Crop somewhere near the edge of America. Who's gonna feed on sugar and junk? A hungry mouth will eat anything. Edge of America. Edge of America. America, who sister is a battered woman, battered by a battered man. Today than yesterday, don't even want to think about tomorrow. Edge of America, edge of America. Our lives, we don't all have to fall. Edge of America, the edge of America.
Music from Anishinaabe singer-songwriter Annie Humphrey from her Makoshe Music CD. The song is the title track, entitled Edge of America, a song about those living in poverty on the edge of survival in America. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Social, economic, and environmental justice is a primary mission of Yat Kedishi Native Center. Most every Wolf Mountain Radio program focuses on these human rights. Much of our networking with other organizations and events are based on social, economic, and environmental justice issues, which we monitor through Yat Kedishi Native Center's Keneally Goa Social Justice Human Rights Project. Yat Kedishi's Kaluskawachinabe Speakers Bureau often provides presentations on these important justice topics at conferences, schools, and community events. Recently, Yat Kedishi Native Center was asked by Florida Gulf Coast University to help convene a social justice and human rights symposium with a panel discussion focused on this topic as experienced in the nearby Southwest Florida farm worker community of Immokalee. This student dialogue event, planned by students working with FGCU's Center for Environment and Sustainability Education, was a very special and important student-organized forum. It opened the eyes of many students, whom many had little knowledge of the poverty and many injustices that occur not very far away from campus. Southwest Florida exemplifies many of the serious social, economic, cultural, and environmental justice issues found in many parts of the world. The Immokalee case illustrates many of the North-South political and economic development issues evident between developed nations and less developed nations, the so-called Third World. Coastal Southwest Florida is a very wealthy area whose population is largely rich white Americans. Inland Immokalee is a very poor, mostly migrant farm worker community whose demographics is overwhelmingly Mexican, Guatemalan, Haitian, and others from Latin America and the Caribbean. Immokalee is well known to listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio since we have been an active supporter of farm worker justice as an ally to the Immokalee-based Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Many of our programs have covered CIW struggles over the years, such as their Yum! Brands Taco Bell 4-year boycott, as well as their current campaign targeted against McDonald's restaurants. In today's broadcast, we listen to a promotional program about the Florida Gulf Coast University Social Justice and Human Rights Symposium that features two student organizers, Donna Roberts and Jessica Salamano. The program also features National Student Farm Worker Alliance Coordinator Sean Sellers from Immokalee, as well as myself, Ones Pritzker. The promotional broadcast was a WGCU-FM radio Gulf Coast Live show with host Russell Lewis.
From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Florida's richest county, Collier, also contains the state's largest farm worker population in Immokalee. Over the past several decades, support advocates, including the New Student Farm Worker Alliance, have sprung up in defense of that farm worker population. From health care, housing, and education, to unsafe working conditions, low wages, and human trafficking, this community's list of needs is lengthy. Today on Gulf Coast Live, we explore farm worker advocacy in Southwest Florida, and especially what role student advocates play or can play. Farm worker advocacy this hour on Gulf Coast Live. Tonight is the inaugural Terry Tempest Williams Student Dialogue at Florida Gulf Coast University. It's organized by students with the theme Human Rights and Social Justice in Immokalee. Panel discussion hopes to raise awareness about the needs of our neighboring farm worker community. Joining us now to discuss that need and the efforts behind farm worker advocacy are FGCU students Donna Roberts and Jessica Salamano. Roberts and Salamano organized tonight's panel discussion. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And by phone from Immokalee, National Co-Coordinator for the Student Farm Worker Alliance, Sean Sellers. Hello, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sean, let's start with you. You're in Immokalee. Give me a sense what it's like right now there in Immokalee.
Immokalee, things are picking up. The tomato harvest is slowly beginning. Over the past month or two, we've seen a steady increase in the number of migrant workers coming into the community, which sort of follows the annual cycle. The harvest runs from usually late October or so through mid-April. And over the summer, many workers travel north to work in other harvests, sometimes as far north as Pennsylvania or Michigan. Now our folks are returning here to work. It's a pretty lively feel to the town.
So basically the workers more or less just follow the crops?
Yeah, many do. Some set down, you know, roots in a particular community, but many workers do follow the harvest up the East Coast, sometimes into the Midwest, depending on what crop or what the likelihood of getting work in that crop is.
How can you characterize Immokalee compared to other farm worker communities in Florida?
Well, I might not be the best person to answer that question because I haven't spent much time in other farm worker communities in Florida.
Or just in general.
I think one of the things that distinguishes Immokalee as a town is that in many ways it resembles more of a labor reserve than an actual community that you or I may think of. It's a town that often nearly doubles in size during the harvest, which means several thousands of workers are coming here in search of work. And the housing conditions that most workers live in are pretty atrocious. Many workers live in trailers, and these trailers are definitely not taken care of well by the landlords. The rents are extremely high, and that, coupled with the extremely low wages, means that workers often have to live in overcrowded conditions. There's a general lack of services in Immokalee for most of the community. And in general, I mean, it's safe to say that the farm worker community here has been excluded from the social safety net or the little remains of it in this country.
And briefly, how did the Student Farm Worker Alliance come about?
Student Farm Worker Alliance is a national network of students and young folks that are working in solidarity with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, which is a farm worker organization here in town who we sort of take our leadership and direction from. And we formed in 2000 as part of a march that the CIW and some other farm worker organizations put together from Quincy to the Governor's Mansion in Tallahassee. And that was about a year before the CIW launched its Taco Bell boycott. And with that boycott, Student Farm Worker Alliance grew and truly became, instead of just a network of Florida activists, it became a network of national student youth activists. So that's a little bit about our history. And the reason we were important in the Taco Bell campaign is because Taco Bell's target market was 18 to 24-year-olds. So it made sense for the coalition to reach out to students and youth, and that's sort of how FFA grew.
Let's bring in our university students here. Donna Roberts, why did you get involved?
Basically because Jess and I both work with the Center for Environmental and Sustainability Education at FGCU, and the students that work for the center, we had been thinking about putting together an event that was organized strictly by students and primarily for students as well as faculty and community members. So we started looking at, okay, well, we've been focusing on environmental issues, but really when you think about sustainability, it's so much more than the environment or the natural environment. It's our social environment. It's our cultural environment. It's